they always remembered his roots and always stayed here, or the hereabouts. And so, you know, and really sort of started off in Edinburgh in the theatres, etc. So, you know, it's very much, this was his grounding and his background, and he was always very proud of that.
And obviously now there's been a few calls for, you know, him to be remembered through a memorial, possibly, in the city. I mean, what would be your thoughts on that, first of all?
Well, the other side, of course, of him being proud of his roots and his upbringing and his professional start in life is the fact that we also are very proud of him, and therefore the other side of the coin is that I would very much encourage some sort of lasting commemoration, memorial, whatever you like to call it, and we can think creatively about what form that should take so that his legacy can be honoured and remembered.
Do you have an opinion yourself on what would be fitting?
I don't have a preference, no, because I'm still obviously, as I say, it's all come as a great shock. So we're still very much thinking of. But you know, there was mention of something in a theatre, and I think that would be highly appropriate. And but I think we should think creatively, because we have many statues, we have many plaques, and it would be good to try and think of something which would be distinctive.